which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
What is up, future franchise investors? Jack Johnson here with your Franchise Market Watch for Friday, January 19th, 2024. For those of you new to the show, here's what we do. We are leading franchise consultants. We help people become business owners just about every single day. And on our podcast, we tell you about the franchises we help people buy. We tell you how much they cost. We tell you how much they can make. We even tell you how much we can save you. So tune in and let's learn about great franchises. First up on the list, Furryland. Furryland is a mobile dog and cat grooming franchise. Furryland has the Rhino 7 Phoenix Brands investor model, meaning that you pay them an additional 5% royalty. They run the lion's share of your franchise for you once it's set up, meaning that you and they together hire a GM to run the business. They manage that GM. You grow a large scale market. Their item 19 in their FDD shows an average net income of $263,000. In many markets, they have high demand for services where bookings are months out. We've seen it both ways. We have clients that have this brand in some markets where it's exactly that, where they've been slammed. And we've seen it in other markets where it grew a little bit slower. But I mean, guys, this is dog and cat grooming. This is a pretty safe business. So what we talk to our clients about is, generally speaking, if we're looking at this sort of in a nuanced way, by about year three, all these businesses should get to about the same place. What's unique about Furryland, in addition to the investor model where they manage the franchise for you, they feature an area developer model, meaning that the franchisee owns the entire market and develops multiple vehicles within a market. What's great about this is if you live in a big market like Miami, you may not be able to afford that large of a market. But because of their investor model, you could buy a much smaller market, like say Tallahassee, and they'll still run it for you. So it really makes owning a franchise for one of the first times ever a true investment that you don't have to have it in your backyard to own it. You need a very small flex business space, they say, to house your truck and a place where your GM can go work. You know, my thought on a business like this is if you get it really profitable in the next 5 years, you might look to buy a flex space, meaning that you could own the real estate. Maybe you could even own a large enough piece of real estate where you could also sublease, but then you could also take advantage of depreciation, meaning that if you own a building for business purposes, you can write off the depreciation. And when it comes to business, that could be a pretty big number. So Furryland features pretty strong ROI. Their franchise fee starts at $62,500. We save you $10,000 on this franchise. Royalties start at 6%. The minimum investment with working capital is about $200,000. So if it's me, I want at least $250,000 in my pocket if I'm considering investing in a Furryland mobile dog grooming franchise. Want to find out more about it? Text me at 305-710-0050. Next up on the list is Kitchen Solvers. Now, the top franchisees at Kitchen Solvers gross over $3.5 million per year. The franchise fee for Kitchen Solvers is $60,000. The minimum investment is $100,000, or actually $99,739. So again, if it's me, I want $160,000 in my pocket if I'm investing in this franchise. And when I say in my pocket, I might have $100,000 in my 401k I could roll over tax and penalty free with the right company. I might have some home equity I could utilize. So it doesn't always have to be straight cash. There are multiple ways to fund a franchise. And if you want more information on that, you can text us. So what is Kitchen Solvers? Well, Kitchen Solvers takes a traditional kitchen cabinet business started by remodelers with a passion for making exceptional living spaces and couples in that passion with the knowledge and expertise of a Fortune 500 company. With the strength of their home office team and a full family of franchise partners from very diverse backgrounds, this kitchen and bath franchise is at the forefront of industry trends and business innovations. Yeah, I was definitely reading their description there. This is a kitchen remodeling franchise. That's what you're going to learn how to do, is hire people that can remodel kitchens. That is big business, folks. You've got a lot of people sitting at home who have 2-2.5% mortgage rates, who want to improve their homes and not buying new homes. So it's a big deal, right? The kitchen, you've got to have a rockstar kitchen these days. And that's why this franchise sells at a good clip. They claim to be America's premier kitchen remodeling franchise for the past 40 years. Even their average franchise gross revenue, remember we talked about the top performer grossing 3.5, their average performer is doing about $1.7 million. So what do you make on something like that? And what does that mean? Well, it means generally speaking, when I see a top franchise grossing 3.5 million, it tells me that person probably owns about 2 units. A unit, when it comes to a service franchise like this, is about a population of, let's say, 250,000 people. When you start a franchise, the first year, remember how I talked about if it's me and they say working capital is 100 grand, I'm putting that $100,000 into a business bank account and I'm using that to grow the business. Year one, if you can get your business to where it no longer needs that initial working capital by the end of the year, you're doing really well. Generally speaking, most people kind of shoot for somewhere between months 6 and 9. Second year, let's just again say that the average gross revenue is $1.7 million. And let's just say that there is potential to net up to 20%. Year two, you're still growing, you're still learning, there's still expenses. Don't expect to net 20%. Maybe it's somewhere between 10 and 20%. And then year three, a business really does what it's supposed to do. So by year three, if you had, for example, that $3.5 million location, I would say that's a fairly mature location that could be, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but could be netting $600,000 a year. Now, that's a pretty darn good investment when you consider that 2 units on this is $120,000 worth of franchise fees and probably another $130,000 worth of working capital. So you're looking at about $260,000 total investment for a business that can provide great ROI that is very relevant. It's a cash-based business with 90% of revenue collected before the project starts. So, you know, this is Kitchen Solvers is a very timely, very, I would say very good bang for your buck business. If you want more info and if you want to learn how we can save you $10,000 on your Kitchen Solvers, text me at 305-710-0050. Next up is That One Painter. Seems like every single week I'm talking about That One Painter, and they sold not just one, but to 4 different investors last week because their average unit volume is $1.3 million per unit. Remember how we talked about 250,000 people population? Their top location does just over $4 million per year. That is a corporate location in Austin, Texas, has 4 units. They are the fastest growing painting franchise by far, by far. They have a huge support team for their franchisees, 30 full-time people helping their franchisees. Shameless promotion. They are from Resi Brands. I myself own a Resi Brands franchise called Pink's. I'm here to tell you they are the real deal. I can't even tell you what they just did for us this week. They helped us land a massive commercial deal with a national company. Resi is the real deal. They offer world-class coaching, in-house marketing, put your credit card on file, they do the marketing for you, in-house appointment center. So imagine this. They're doing lead gen for you. Lead comes in, fills out a form, makes a phone call. They set the meeting for your team. That One Painter, I would say if you're looking for a franchise that is lower investment, high return, heck, you could take 1 unit, franchise fee of $49,000, royalties are 6%. Total investment after that, another, let's call it $72,000 in working capital. You get $10,000 cash back from our company when you buy the franchise through the Franchise Insiders. So what are we saying here? We are saying about $130,000 to build your That One Painter single unit and be able to build a potential $1 million business that could net you $100,000 to $200,000 per year. And you save $10,000 through the Franchise Insiders, and painting has been happening since the beginning of time. Since I've been in franchising, people have been buying painting franchises like crazy. Point is, this ain't sexy, but it's smart, and that's why you see so many people buying That One Painter franchises. If you want to talk to them and find out what the buzz is, text me 305-710-0050. Next up on the list with 2 more sales this week, Rolling Suds is the power washing. They are the power washing professionals. They feature $2.2 million average annual revenue in their FDD, which tells you what? We've got two units out there. And that is, again, the average service franchise. I'd say power washing, the average unit maybe does a little closer to 800,000 gross. So that actually might be three units. But check this out. Because power washing is such a high margin business, think about it. Not a lot of materials, not a lot of people. They say on that $2.2 million, they had a net profit of $800,000. This is a niche business, no national leader in the space. Executive model. They don't want you to drive a truck. They want you to power wash. They want the owner that wants to build a big business. A single truck is doing about $373,000 a year with about a 30%+ profit margin. That means that truck's doing at least three jobs a day, probably about $300-$400 a job. Think about the last power wash you got. Makes sense, right? We can save you $2,000 on rolling suds. The single unit franchise fee starts at just $39,900. The royalty is 8%. Total investment, $137,000. So again, I plunked down my $40K. I put $137,000 in my business bank account. That feeds my business to get to profitability over the first year. That's how we do this, folks. Next up, property management, PMI. This is a great franchise, Property Management Inc. We can save you $2,000 on it. The average owner revenue is about $570K. This is a great home-based business and very timely. It is recession resistant. The total investment starts at, the franchise fee is about $59,900. They want you to have another $60,000 in working capital. And property management, it's a real estate services company providing leading edge technology, training systems, and support to more than 400 franchisees. The PMI network manages more than $50 billion in assets globally and is recognized as a leading property management franchise. Its innovative franchise program provides the only platform that unifies the four pillars of property management. You ready to learn these four pillars? Residential, commercial, association, and vacation rental, as well as they offer full brokerage services. They are currently named on the Inc. 5000, Entrepreneurs Franchise 500 list, and they were a best in category winner from 2017 to 2023. This is a really good franchise and really big bang for your buck. I mean, real estate, you guys know, is always going to be relevant. We'd love to tell you about, talk to you about this franchise and get you a good deal on it. Text us 305-710-0050. Next up, I did want to just talk to you guys about a new area developer model franchise that we just started working with called 76 Fence. 76 Fence offers three ownership models. 76 Fence franchise is a fencing business that offers a full offering of wood, steel, aluminum, and vinyl fencing and garden products for residential and commercial customers. So what's cool about 76 Fence is that they feature a RD model where you can own a large market. You start the first franchise in the market, what we would call pilot office. And then you receive half the net proceeds from selling franchises within the territory. So, by the way, their item 19 shows an average gross revenue of $1.4 million per unit with a net income of $317,000. I mean, that's about as good as you get on a single unit service franchise. So the franchise fee is $60,000 to start. Total investment minimum is $163,000 after you pay the franchise fee, and then you have the 8% royalty. But what's interesting with this regional developer, there aren't many of these available in the United States. So you open up the first franchise in your territory, and then you start recruiting for franchisees. So if you buy a territory that has, you know, an ability to have 10 different franchises, you now not only are operating your first 76 Fence unit, but now you are actually selling the other franchises. So you have multiple revenue streams within your territory. We can save you $10,000 on 76 Fence. Want more information about it? Text me at 305-710-0050. So that's it for today, for today's Franchise Market Watch. I'm Jack Johnson. Talk to you next time.
The Inside School. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.